Hi, this is Tricia with Charlie Jane Speaker Management. Today we are going to be talking with Linda Ockwell-Jenner with Motivational Step. Linda is a motivational speaker, coach, author, and consultant. Linda's book is titled A Life Like Mine, Everyday Strategies for Life's Challenges. Welcome to Start Your Business, Motivational Step.
Well, I believe I was born to be a motivational speaker, but I put it on hold until the right moment entered my life. And basically, in 1997, I had my first challenge with breast cancer.
Oh, goodness.
So after I knew I would be a survivor of breast cancer, I wanted to spread the important message about health and wellness early detection.
Mm-hmm.
But I did it in a very small way within my own community, and I started to learn more about running my own business. I was also going through lots of other challenges at the time, so it was kind of a part-time endeavor at this point in 1997-1998. And then in the year 2000, I'd counting the days to being 3 years cancer-free, and unfortunately I discovered a second lump in my other breast. And I'd come to the point in my life where I believe that all my challenges were behind me. I'd met the man of my dreams, Dave, who is now my husband. And I was, as I say, counting down the days to being cancer-free for 3 years. And unfortunately, I had to deal with another, you know, couple of months of wondering whether I would be okay, a survivor of breast cancer. And once it was decided what treatment I should have, I had a double mastectomy. I had both my breasts removed. I then looked at, you know, my future and said to myself, I'm going to make Motivational Steps a successful business. I want to reach as many people I can. I wanted to educate people and inspire people with my particular story. And again, health and wellness is the love of my life, and I wanted more people to know that you too can be a survivor. You just have to follow a few steps.
Thank you for sharing that. Our next question for you is, what was the inspiration behind writing your book, A Life Like Mine?
Well, again, I felt I wanted to reach a wider audience, and one of the things that I have been blessed with is patience. I believe in the world today, we can't always do things when we would wish to do them. So the dream of writing my book first came into my mind 3 years ago. And unfortunately, I had to put it on hold. It's a good unfortunate. I was really, really busy as a motivational speaker, so I really didn't have any spare time to write my book. In October, my story has a lot to offer. So I sat down and I wrote my book, and I had a book launch in July 2005, a successful book launch. And the feedback from people who have read my book, it's amazing, because everybody out there has challenges in their lives, but we don't always want to share our challenges. So many people have read my book, and because every challenge I've experienced is in the book, they are then of the opinion, well, it's okay to talk about my challenge, I'm not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I wanted to help people, and I wanted to reach a wider audience.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, no problem at all. My life is an open book.
I understand that you believe having a monthly digest or newsletter is beneficial. Can you explain this to us?
Yes, I can. I decided to start, I call mine a digest. A lot of people call them newsletters. And I decided to offer one complimentary of Motivational Steps 3 years ago. And initially, it was a way for me to get more exposure for my business, Motivational Steps. I truly believe that it doesn't matter how big our business is, we all need exposure, we all need referrals. And I also believe that when we are a small business starting out, to maybe spend money wisely and not spend all that amount of money on advertising when you can do it quite proficiently yourself. I also believe that my Stepping Stone Digest offers many motivational moments, many motivational insights, and I also offer subscribers, readers, a chance to advertise in Stepping Stone, but also write articles for my Stepping Stone Digest. So initially it started out as a way to gain more exposure for my business, and I found over the past 3 years that, again, not only does it reach a wider audience, I am actually helping people. And in a business like mine, as a motivational speaker, it's no good going into this kind of business if you truly, truly are not authentic, and deep down you really don't want to help people, but you just want to make money. Of course, Stepping Stone Digest helps so many people. As I keep saying to you, Tricia, my life is an open book, but this really is true. Everything about me is out there for the public to listen to, read about, because that way I feel I can help more people.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. You also offer a free, I think it's Motivational Moments or podcast. Is that different from the Digest and newsletter?
Yes, it is. Podcasts is quite a new concept, and it's the next big thing that everybody is looking at, especially speakers, coaches, trainers. I guess you've heard of blogging, Tricia?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never actually blogged in my life. I kind of missed that one out because I was too busy. But blogging is where people actually write down anything that comes into their thoughts, anything they want to, you know, talk about by writing it down, like a diary. The only difference is they will then offer it on the internet or through a newsletter, whatever, you know, for people to read and digest.
Yeah.
Podcasting is a way where, as you are now, you have your own radio station recording to help people. Podcast is the same kind of concept. We can do it from the comfort of our own home. So we record something. I record something called Motivational Moments. And basically, it's another way to give yourself exposure. It's another shop window for people to say, well, I wonder what this person sounds like. I wonder what this person has thoughts about. So people can actually listen to podcasts of various ways. A lot of people think, oh gosh, I need an iPod to listen to a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This is not true. It just has the name podcast. You can listen to my podcast, Motivational Moments, by accessing my website, clicking on a page that says podcast, and there's a little thing there, a little, I call it a machine,
mm-hmm.
that you click on, and you can listen to my podcast live on the internet, or you can go to iTunes. There's various ways to listen to podcasts. I believe that if there's anybody out there today that wants to be more accessible to the world, the internet is a fantastic tool that will help us all today. At the moment, I offer free Motivational Moments podcasts. I have people subscribe for free, and the feedback is they love listening to me. Again, I'm opening my heart to the world. I'm talking about the challenges I have in my life, and why I wrote my book and little things like that. And the feedback is everybody loves listening to me, so I'm going to carry on doing it. The other area you could go to here if you wanted to, and I may be doing this in the future, people are now charging via the podcast for some of their services. So instead of me actually coming along to you and being your personal coach or getting up on a stage and, you know, being a motivational speaker, people are willing now to pay for these services via a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a very, very exciting time for us all, and everybody should maybe look into this and maybe see if that they can do the same kind of, offer the same kind of thing to their prospective clients.
Wonderful advice. Can you give us your website address for our listeners who want to visit your site?
Yes, I can. It's www.motivationalsteps.com. Motivational Steps is all one word.
Okay.
You can actually access me also if you go to Google and you type in Linda Ockwell Jenner. I will pop up in various places, which is quite nice,
mm-hmm.
as we all know.
Great. Thank you for that. I understand that you are a certified life expert, and could you expand on this a little bit for us?
I can, yes. Certified if you look in the dictionary, purely means true, factual, and accurate. So I looked at my business, and again, I love to give tips to businesses out there who want them, because at one time, I was always looking for free advice and mentors and, you know, how did Tricia get to be where she is, that kind of deal. So I looked at my business a few years ago and I thought, well, I've got a lot to offer, but how am I unique? How am I different to all the other speakers and coaches and authors out there? So I decided, okay, everything I speak about, I talk about living with life's challenges. And under that umbrella, my keynotes are A Life Like Mine, or Living with Life's Challenges was one of the first keynotes and workshops I ever done. I combined it in the beginning when I was new, you know, as a speaker. So whichever keynote or workshop I offer, it's always based around my own personal experiences. Every challenge I have gone through, I can actually get up there and say, well, I know that this might be a good way to go because I've lived through the challenge of cancer, or I've lived through the challenge of divorce. I've lived through financial challenges, moving to a new country. So I believe that I could actually say factually, I'm a certified life expert, because when I get up there in front of my audience, everything I talk about is true, factual, and accurate.
Wonderful. Our next question. I know you believe stress can really contribute to life's challenges and even magnify them.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with stress?
Well, in the very beginning, when I was much younger, I didn't cope with stress very well. And I now know that is because I actually didn't realize I was stressed. So I offer 6 steps for living with life's challenges. And the first step is actually to identify that you have a challenge in your life. So a lot of us today in this busy, busy world may be suffering from stress. First step is to say to yourself, I have a problem, I have a challenge. Oh dear, I'm suffering from stress. First of all, how do you know you're suffering from stress? There's lots of different ways you could find out. You may not be sleeping very well. You may not be eating very well. You may be irritable. You may not be performing your work duties, or, you know, not looking after your family properly. But identify, first of all, that you are stressed. Now, Tricia, we all know there's good stress. There's exciting stress when we have some good news and we get happy and stressed. That's okay. That's not bad. But bad stress can do so many things. So I look at ways that, personally, I enjoy, what do I enjoy to do in my downtime? I enjoy to go walking by the river. I enjoy listening to music, any kind of music. I enjoy spending time with my family. If I'm feeling particularly stressed and I really, really don't want to be dealing with anybody, I just lay in a quiet room, and if I don't want to watch a movie, I will just lay there and I'll either listen to my relaxing music or I'll think about the good things that are going on in my life and not worry about the bad things, because sometimes we just have to live with bad things. We really can't do anything about them. So if anybody out there ever feels stressed, first of all, admit you're stressed, and then find ways that you personally can deal with the stress. Now, going to a gym is an excellent way. Meditation, yoga, swimming, sports. We all have ways that we can deal with our stress, but the first step is definitely identify that you are suffering from stress and move on to the next step and find ways you can deal with it.
Wonderful. Is there anything, Linda, that we haven't covered that you would like to add?
I'd love to add a little bit more about health and wellness.
Sure.
Today, as I say, we all make excuses as to why we haven't got time to maybe lead a healthy lifestyle. And I truly believe that we have to be our own advocate. Obviously, we could all look at wherever we live in the world, we can all blame the government, the doctors, the lack of resources. But that's kind of, you know, too easy to do. So living a healthy lifestyle, really, I believe, has to be a choice that we make. And people then get a little bit scared and say, well, you know, living a healthy lifestyle involves lots of money and lots of work. It truly doesn't. Today, if we look at our diet and we have a well-rounded diet, fruit, vegetables, meat, yes, you can eat meat, but in moderation, chicken, eggs, dairy, you can still enjoy life when you have a healthy diet, but it must be a well-rounded diet with good choices. Yes, if you enjoy a McDonald's or a Burger King or whatever fast food is out there, moderation is the key. If you want to go and enjoy a fast food meal once a month maybe, yes, that's not good. Again, moderation. So leading a healthy lifestyle doesn't mean it's all doom and gloom. Exercise scares some people. Did you realise, Tricia, that just walking around the shops, just walking around the mall is exercise?
Wow.
Really and truly, if I'm allowed to say, sex. If you're in a committed relationship, sex is exercise. Swimming is exercise. Walking to the mailbox is exercise. Again, part of having a healthy lifestyle is recognizing when you are stressed and dealing with it. Now, early detection is very, very important, and not just to a breast cancer survivor like myself. If you detect early enough that you may have a health challenge in your life and you're not scared to deal with it, you've got a better chance of being a survivor. Now, there are so many terrible diseases out there today. Diabetes, heart disease, cancer. I could just go on and on again. But obviously, if we're following the healthy lifestyle regime, we're listening to our doctor and we're only taking the medication prescribed to us, surely that's working in the right direction. So prevention. I advocate healthy lifestyle, prevention, early detection, and lots of smiles and laughter. Tricia, have you ever looked at somebody who doesn't smile, and then you look at them and you smile, and it's contagious, and smiling is one of the best things today, and laughing we can do to eliminate some of the stress. So my passion is health and wellness, and because of this, I was able to actually find my true passion, my vocation, and found motivational steps. And again, I really believe that because I'm helping other people, I'm helping myself.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
I would like to just give everyone your website address again and any other forms that people can get in touch with you.
Okay, that's lovely. Well, my website address is www.motivationalsteps.com. And if you go to my website, obviously you can find out a lot more about me. My email address is linda@motivationalsteps.com. If you do visit my website, you are able to listen to my podcast completely free. You are able to sign up for Stepping Stone. And if you do enjoy reading Stepping Stone, then you may be someone might want to write an article for me. I also got very interested a few years ago in helping small businesses in my area because I truly believe that we all need help, we all need mentors. I think I've said this before. So I founded the Small Business Community Network Group. I felt there was a gap in the networking events that actually offered networking for men and women, for people who are thinking of starting a new business or people who have started a new business. But I wanted it to be affordable, and I also wanted it to be friendly. And we do manage to get some wonderful speakers and workshops once a month now. At the moment, that's only offered in my hometown. But if people want to access the information of the Small Business Community Network Group, they can actually access that on my website as well. And I'm also an ambassador for Hope Spring Cancer Support Center, which is a fantastic place, again, in my hometown that helped me when I was going through my dealing with the challenges of cancer. And I like to work with the Breast Cancer Foundation, the CIBC Run for the Cure. Lots of people who go into business today sometimes get the idea that, you know, we have to be Wonder Woman or Wonder Man, and we have to do everything. And one of the things I'll urge people is to balance their life so that they have enough time for work and sleep and social and family. So we all like to volunteer our time, and we all like to do those extra things, but take care of those balancing scales. You know, balance your scales. Make sure that whatever you're doing, you're still looking after yourself.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Linda, I would like to thank you again so much for sharing with us today your great advice and personal experiences. I know I appreciate it, and so will our listeners.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I really enjoyed speaking with you today, Tricia.
Yes, my pleasure, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.